Holy shit, it's episode 400, and I just realized it, so I didn't prepare anything guest-wise or whatever, so sorry, it's just me. But that's all it is. The guest thing is, it's too difficult to coordinate. I only have Ian or Nick Maritano. They've both been busy, and then, I don't know, man. Guests, that's not what this show's about. Maybe it should be. But 400 episodes, can't be wrong. If you're doing 400 episodes, you gotta be doing something right. I haven't canceled the show. So it's been a, you know, it's, and I'm pretty tough. I could, I look at the show all the time, like, should it get canceled, and then I green light it. The show gets green lit on a daily. There's no contract. What time is it? It's, fucking 10:07. All right. Not bad, considering I was, I went to my friend Robert Dean, very funny stand-up comedian. He has an album out, just came out. I forget its name. It's Not Easy Being Dean. I think it's Not Easy Being Dean. And I just put together the whole, or is it Not Easy Being Robert Dean? I think it's Not Easy Being Dean. I just put together, because everything was green. It's supposed to be, it's like Not Easy Being Green, like Kermit the Frog. God bless me. Let me see. Robert Dean. But he's a funny dude. Just, I guess if you just put Robert Dean in, it's going to come up, right? There it is. It ain't easy being Dean. It's not easy. Okay, so It's Not Easy is in parentheses, and then Being Dean by Robert Dean. Buy the album. Listen, you can listen to it on Spotify for all I give a shit. That's what I say, dude, to my album. I'd rather you listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever. Wherever you stream your music. Tidal, Stitcher Premium. Pandora. I don't think you could listen to like an album on Pandora. Like you play. But I get more money from Pandora than I do from Spotify. So put my name into Pandora and then put it into Spotify. Just, you know what you can do? Is just put the put my album turn the volume down on your computer. Like say you don't feel like listening. I'm working in silence or I'm watching TV. Turn the volume down on your computer. Go to your Spotify. Just play the album. Give me a play. For nothing. Doesn't cost you nothing. Or Robert Dean. Well, you don't have to go out of your way to get Robert Dean an extra play. I'd say give it a real listen if you like him. Then do the same thing for him. I don't know. But yeah, check out his album. But I went to his, yeah, that release party last night. And I went to that. And I got too high to stay there. And then I was going to go see Rampage, but I felt like I was too high to go to the movies. So I came home. And that was that. Here we are, 10:07, ready to take on the fucking day. I'm going to go get myself a Starbucks drink even, maybe, when this is over. I don't know. Let's look at the news, I suppose. I mean, there's a lot of news in the political arena, but let's not talk about that. It's depressing. I would say all that I ask. If you are someone who listens to this show and you're a supporter of Donald Trump, which I kind of doubt you are, but hey, it's possible. Just consider the fact that maybe he's a jerk. you kind of just think about it. Maybe your mind will go unchanged. Fine. But I would consider it. Look into it a little bit. That's all. Like, if somebody else spoke like that, you wouldn't find it annoying? Just the repetition alone. I'm just saying, take away the words. When somebody repeats themselves as much as that, we'll see what happens, we'll see what happens, we'll see what... He says the same thing 5 times in a row. Something about a repeater that really gets on my nerves. And he said, let's move on. Let's look at other news, other important news. Suspected white supremacist died building ISIS-style bombs. Now look at that. That has white supremacist and ISIS in the headline. Still a nice story. He's dead. He blew himself up while making the bombs. So it's kind of it's a little irony. He's taking the bombs plans from ISIS, who nobody likes. I mean, you probably, as a listening to this right now, you don't agree with a white supremacist on anything, most things. You probably like some of the same television shows. You think a white supremacist doesn't enjoy a television show? Doesn't watch Game of Thrones? Probably. But you don't agree on most political stance, right? But then you both hate ISIS. I hate ISIS. Who doesn't hate ISIS? White supremacists hate ISIS too. But they hate them because they're ISIS, and because they're not white. Which, you know, why complicate it? There's already a reason to hate them. White supremacists, now you're making it a race thing or an ethnicity thing. And you're fucking it all up. But then you co-opt their bombs, much like your country music co-opts music of African Americans. But you co-opt their style bomb, and then it blows you up while you're making it because you weren't paying attention. Therefore, proving your non-white supremacy. The ISIS, the not-white people, are able to build the bombs, and you were not. Very interesting story. And that's just from the headline. I'm not going to read the details. Who needs it? I get enough out of the headlines. Defiant no more, Arizona governor bends to teacher demands. Well, sorry, Arizona, you got to go back to school. I mean, as a kid, of course, you're hoping that never comes back. Russia deploys 30,000 troops in Crimea. Iskander missile system on border with Ukraine. That doesn't sound good. So, there's that. I'm assuming that we're not going to do anything about it. I don't even know what to fucking do about it. People are like, we should go in and we will do this, and it's real simple. Nobody fucking knows anything. Nobody knows a goddamn motherfucking thing. I don't give a shit who it is. See, this is how I get to feel superior, is that I just say, I don't know. That means I know more. That was, you know, that's the one of those philosophers. Is like, you know, the only thing you can know is you know nothing. So if I say, I know nothing, this dude, acting like he knows something, I'm better than that dude. Or ladies act like they know shit too. They don't know nothing neither. That's all you can know, is nothing. But it does feel like I mean, it does feel closer to the end of the world than most times. It's got this has got to be kind of like Cuban Missile Crisis days, what that must have felt like when you hear about kids that used to have to do the duck and cover, the get under your desk drills and shit. Like, just like, hey kids, now we're gonna get ready for a nuclear attack. Get onto your desk, because the Russians might nuke us. So get under the desk and die there. Hotel auditions should be banned, acting union says. Oh, no shit. You're saying that maybe producers shouldn't say, I'll audition someone in my hotel room? Maybe I should do it in a professional environment, like an office or a Starbucks? Is this SAG after? Well, good for them. Let's get that. Let's stop that. I won't audition in a hotel. I'll audition in the hotel lobby. I'll audition in a hotel room. No one's trying to fuck me. I mean, not like that. Not like nobody's trying to lure me in. You know what I mean? I think anybody that would want to have sex with me is either A, already my girlfriend, that person, or it would be like, oh, I want to have sex with that person. Oh, he's got a girlfriend. Well, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, you just need one barrier. They're not like, well, fuck that. I'm going to figure out how to seduce him. Or what. Nobody's trying to do that. And I would not want them to. I'm a happily committed relationship. I don't need any of that business. I don't know who I'm talking to. The hypothetical woman or man. Well, man, I'm not attracted to men. That's a simple one. But there, yeah, and even I don't think there's a gay person. Wouldn't think they would be like, oh, I like the challenge, or oh, well, I could. They'd be like, oh, okay, fine, fuck that. There's a more attractive person 2 feet away from him. Let me pursue that. I'm fine with that. I get by my I get by my personality. All right. Oh, it's Friday, the 13th, episode 400. We did it. 400 episodes. It's Friday the 13th, which you know, be careful out there. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on Monday. We love you.